From Washington, this is VOA News. At this hour, President Donald Trump is addressing senior commanders at the headquarters of the U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. During his first major public visit with the troops since he took office in January, Mr. Trump has vowed to support the troops, and he said the U.S. supports NATO, adding everyone has to provide their fair share of assistance to the group. CENTCOM directs and enables military operations and activities with allies and partners to increase regional security in the Middle East and Central Asia. Nearly 100 companies, 10 states, and two former U.S. Secretaries of State have filed arguments against President Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven Muslim countries with the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. In addition, 97 tech companies, including Apple, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, and Twitter, filed a legal brief late Sunday with the same court supporting the lawsuit against the travel ban. On Sunday, the appeals court rejected the Trump administration's demand to reinstate the travel ban. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Vice President Mike Pence says the legal challenges are not over.
The executive order that he put into effect was legal, it was appropriate, and our administration is going to be using all legal means at our disposal to challenge the judge's order.
Meantime, President Trump has not eased his criticism of the judge who issued the order temporarily blocking the travel ban, telling the American people, in his words, "If something happens, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries." For additional news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Romania's justice minister said he will publish details of a new bill on the criminal code Monday, a day after Romania's social democratic government repealed a contentious cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. The decree would have exempted officials from corruption charges if the ill-gotten gains were valued at just under $48,000. The 2014 National Anti-Corruption Directorate resulted in convictions of thousands of people, including judges, politicians, prosecutors, and other public officials. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in London for talks with British Prime Minister Theresa May. The meeting is taking place as May is being pressured to condemn Israeli settlement building on occupied Palestinian land in the West Bank. But Netanyahu will likely focus on Iranian weapons and the perceived threat that Iran poses. Mr. Netanyahu is expected to continue his concerns on Iran when he visits President Trump next Wednesday. A United Nations report cites a 24% spike in the conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. The chief of the United Nations mission in Afghanistan is calling on Afghanistan's warring sides to take urgent steps to halt the preventable harm to civilians.
What they must do is clear. Cease fighting in civilian populated areas and stop using civilian space, such as schools, hospitals, and mosques, for military objectives.
The UN report blames the Taliban for most of the civilian deaths. And Turkish police are waging a crackdown on suspected Islamic State members. Dorian Jones has our story from Istanbul.
Since early Sunday, police have been breaking down the doors of suspected Islamic State members. More than 30 people were detained in Istanbul, many in the area where a gunman responsible for the New Year's Eve nightclub attack was captured by police last month. That attack spurred an unprecedented crackdown on the designated terrorist group. Analysts say this latest crackdown is on an unprecedented level nationwide, with arrests in 29 provinces. The Islamic State is believed to have built up a national network created to smuggle people across the globe into neighboring Iraq and Syria. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And in American-style football, the New England Patriots fans preparing for victory parade Tuesday in Boston after their team's comeback Super Bowl win over the Atlanta Falcons Sunday.
We've gotten to this game before and not finished it off the way that we wanted, and it took a kind of a miraculous effort.
That's quarterback Tom Brady. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.